I strictly just listen to Juicy J.
Just Juicy J.
I only listen to Juicy J because that's how I feel all the time.
What? The way he
very
is?
Very high, and he just, he like, he just says things that I want.
Dude, he's,
he'd be like, she swallow all my kids, why I don't have any. If I could make them from the mouth, I'd have plenty. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
He just talks about fucking girls without
fucking
condoms.
Girls smoking weed, doing drugs, and being 42.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, kick a
fight. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Whew. I'm Ari Shaffir. Oh. Okay. I just biked over the bridge. Over the Williamsburg Bridge. I biked. I'm in New York now. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir. I'm in New York. I was at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival this weekend. The last 2 years, I've done an intro and outro from that park nearby the Radisson Hotel on Congress and First or something. Congress and whatever in Austin. But I left really early because I had to go straight to New York from Los Angeles to start shopping for apartments. Oh, my Jesus Christ. I'm out of shape. On today's podcast, I have my friend Pete Davidson. Pete and I were in the same episode of Dave Attell's Comedy Underground on Comedy Central that just aired like 2 weeks ago, two Saturdays ago. The week before this, I had Brad Williams on my podcast. We were all in the same episode, me, Brad, and Pete Davidson. And next week, I'll have Amy Schumer, and the week after that, I'll have Dave Attell. I will not have either one of those people. But Pete Davidson was on my episode. You can find it on the Comedy Central app. I don't know, website for it. It's just a Comedy Central app. So Pete, I wanted to talk to about hip hop. We got into a discussion once about it a while ago. He's a huge Juicy J fan, and him and Pete Davidson and who was the other guy that came over to my apartment? Derek Gaines. Derek Gaines is who it was. They came over to my apartment, and we all got very stoned. I broke out my bongs. And that Supreme Blue Dream, which buries people. We smoked multiple bowls. And he played Juicy J for me a bunch, and I loved it. I loved it. So, I wanted to have them both on to do the podcast. Derek Gaines and Pete have a similar thing. Because luckily, as pothead, I forget almost everything anybody tells me. So, the fun thing is, if you're friends of mine, and you start telling me a story, and I go, wait, what happened? Or like, wait, where are you from? Or wait, what did your dad do for a living? And you're like, I already told you that. My answer will be, well, did I enjoy the story last time you told me? Because I will enjoy it equally as well right now. That is the benefit of being friends with a stoner, the stoner pothead. We forget, but we have similar reactions, and we love a lot of things. If a pothead does remember the story, though, just stop telling it. So, Derek Gaines went back to L.A. I went back to New York too fast. So I had Pete Davidson on, and he brought with him his friend, who I don't remember his name, but I say it on there. But he does Dave Cirrus. Oh, there it is. Dave Cirrus. So the two of them are going to talk about hip-hop. Now, Pete is 20 years old, and he gets distracted very easily as it is because he's also a pothead and because he's 20. But this one was even worse because he just did Kimmel that day. He performed on Kimmel. I think it was his first like network television set. Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, I think he did Adam Devine's house party. Man, that Pete Davidson, you guys, keep track of him. He's going to be pretty big soon. He already booked a pilot with Justin Long. I don't know if it's going to go or not. You know, they got to decide that shit later. But he's 20-year-old funny comedian, like a legitimately funny comedian. clearly funnier than Chris Rock is right now. And that's not like high praise, just Chris Rock isn't really that good anymore. I've been told I'm wrong, but his last two specials will prove that I'm right. They say he's doing good stuff now, but I don't know, man. His last two things were garbage. Like, real, like, garbage. I never know if those people are like, no, I saw him, he was good. Like, did you see him with a bunch of fans and you wanted to like him? I do that too every time I see him. Anyway, whatever. Sidetrack. So, anyway, yeah, they came and talked about it. I'm in New York now. It's fun. I'm going to do a, well, whatever. Let's start the episode. I'm going to be in Edmonton this week at the comic strip. I'm going to get to the bottom of the Adam Richman fiasco. I'm going to talk to them. And then 2 weeks later, I'm in Minneapolis, where the place where he was, where the alleged sexual violence took place. And I'm going to grill everybody and find out the story. Anyway, so yeah, I'm in Edmonton this week. Santa Fe, New Mexico, at a casino in between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. Check my website for that. Tickets are available there. And then I'm in Minneapolis at the House of Comedy. May like 15th, 15th through 19th, whatever that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is. So let's start the episode. Do I have anything else after that? Yeah, I'm going to do an hour somewhere in New York. Guys, my news here. Come on, truck. I'm doing a podcast. I'll pause it till he's gone. I have news. My storyteller show. This is not happening. The ones you guys all very much supported online. And thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for supporting it, but you guys got the reward out of it already. You guys saw some great stories. If you want to see them, they're online now. Just type in YouTube search, This Is Not Happening. And then you can see, like, I think there's like 20 different stories we have. Maybe 24. Not all of them are good, but a lot of them are really good. Anyway, Comedy Central has decided to pick it up as a television show. So thank you for supporting it. That helped a humongous amount. If it got 5,000 hits each, they never would have. But because of the overwhelming response and the overwhelming positive response, and because they were funny and shot real well, thank you, Jeff Tomczyk, they decided to pick it up for series. So I think August 5th, start making plans. We're going to shoot two shows that night and then two shows. They want to do it like the 6th, like the next day. But that seems like a lot to get everybody to come to two shows like that. Anyway, so August 5th, make your plans. If you want to visit for that, we're shooting for television. So far, the people I know who are doing it that I've talked to, I mean, they haven't made any deals yet, is Rogan, Diaz, Big J, all new stories. We're not repeating any of the stories we did before. And then I'm hoping to get Bert on. I'm hoping to get a lot of people on. Dice would be good. Louis C.K. would be good. No way I'll get Louis C.K. No way, right? No way. Anyway, and maybe Norton. I know he'd be good. I know he's got a hooker story or two. So anyway, thank you guys. Let's start the episode. But don't forget, if you shop on Amazon, click through my website. Go to arithegreat.com. That's where all my tour dates are. And you can see all my in-town dates, too, in New York, where I'm at right now. And if I'm in L.A., then, too. But the right underneath the dates on the right side is a link for Amazon.com. And if you click on that, it just takes you to Amazon. Then just do your shopping as is, as normal. And I get a cut from their end. So it won't cost you anything more, but it'll help me out. So bookmark AriTheGreat.com as Amazon on your bookmarks. And then you won't forget, like I do plenty of times. But thank you for the guys who have been shopping there. It helps me a lot. And it is helping me, again, move to New York. This dream is yours. All right. And then also, well, now hold off on the other news. I might have more news next week. More good news for comedy, for my comedy. All right, you guys, let's start the episode with Pete Davidson. And I'm going to put up his Kimmel set on the website, including the music that I always put up. I'm also going to put up his Kimmel set, which is why he was so distracted, you guys. He was so distracted. So I might do another episode later about hip-hop just to cover it better. But maybe not. Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 164. Wow, that's a lot. Hip-hop. Wait, what am I calling it? Hip-hop. I need a name. What was the name? I thought of a name. I don't know. Whatever. But Hip Hop Slop Shop, because he's such a fucking, he was everywhere. 164, Hip Hop Slop Shop with Pete Davidson and his buddy. Here we go. Let's do it. And welcome to New York, Ari. Thanks, Ari. Okay. Oh, and this is I knew right away I was going to use this song. It's the fucking greatest. Nas, I don't know the rest of his work. I don't pretend to know, but this song is fucking sick. Hip Hop is dead, everybody. Oh, and if anybody knows of a one-bedroom apartment somewhere on the lower side of Manhattan, like Chelsea, or bottom of Chelsea to like all the way east, and then like the East Village and down, just somewhere down, lower side of Manhattan. If you know of anything, please let me know. I hate shopping for apartments so bad. I hate it. All I want is a dishwasher. It's the only extra thing I want. One bedroom, real one bedroom. Do you know what they do here? They fucking pretend everything's a fucking, they call studios one bedrooms because there is one bedroom, even though they know that's not what they call it. And they just lie and hope that once you get there, they'll just be able to sell it to you anyway. Like, oh, well, fine. Okay, it's a studio. But, you know, it's pretty nice. Why don't you look around? And you're like, that's not what I wanted, though. Oh, you know, it's a tough market. You should look around. Like, ugh. All the brokers, too, you go to a broker, they go, well, you know, you should be realistic of what you want to buy. It's not that great a market. And I'm like, dude, if I'm paying you a month's rent, do some work. Don't just say you need to be realistic. Fucking find me the dream place, idiot. Anyway, if anybody knows the one, let me know. Here we go. 164. Hip Hop Slop Shop. The Pete Davidson.
Before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my AK. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my AK. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
DJ, DJ. Hip-hop just died this morning.
Niggas smoke, laugh, party, and die in the same corner. Get cast, live fast, body they man's mama. Rich ass niggas is riding with three llamas. Revenge in their eyes, Hennessy in the ganja. Word to the wise, with villain state of minds. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Whenever, if ever, I roll up, it's sewn up. Any ghetto will tell you Nas help grow what's up. My face once graced promotional Sony trucks. 100 million in villain, I helped blow them up. Gave my nigga my right, I could've gave left. So like my girl Foxy, a nigga went deaf. So nigga, who's your top 10? Is it MC Shan? Is it MC Ren? If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my AK.
Yeah, sure, out of respect, absolutely.
Super Blue Dream.
This is not the Super Blue Dream. Supreme Blue Dream. This is the Maui Wowie.
Supreme Blue Dream.
Yeah, that was the other stuff. But that was too much for me the last time. I've been giving it away.
Last time, I couldn't, like...
That was that. We also had, like, 6 different strains last time. We just kept going. I like the fucking ice cubes in a thing, man. You don't smoke?
No, I do. I just,
you just smoke with them.
High.
Yeah. Whenever people ask me about, like, you want to smoke weed, I'm already high. I'm like, no, but I'm like, out of respect, yeah. I'll have one hit out of your pipe.
Yeah.
Just out of respect.
Yeah, just like, you know, like hit my pipe, man.
Yeah. So you just taped Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yes.
It's going to air on the East Coast soon, 11:49.
It's going to air in like 20 minutes.
What time is this? Is he on 11 now? He's on 11. 11:30 to 12:30. So you're on
about like 12:20.
Wow. Yeah, cool, man. Your phone's about to blow up.
I'm so excited to get 800 followers.
So this is the first one you did with Kimmel? The last one they messed up the taping or whatever?
What happened was last time I taped it, it went well, everything was fine, and then like they didn't mic the audience because they haven't had anybody on there in so long, and I guess they forgot how to do it. So
they haven't had a comic in so long?
They haven't had a comic in
a year.
Yeah. So it was... It sucked.
They haven't had a comic in a year?
Yeah, and I was so excited.
On Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. And then they were like, everything went well, all the prep went well, everything went well, and then like a week later, they were like, hey, we didn't mic anything, so it just looks like you're bombing. And I was like, oh, thanks.
They used to not mic the comedy store. It would feed into the manager's office. They got that like 6-7 years ago, just to make sure nothing's crazy is happening, so we can run out there.
Yeah.
But they don't mic the audience. So if you're in there hanging out, it just sounds like, whoa, Brett Ernst is eating it. And then you leave the manager's office and go in, you're like, wait, Did he just start killing afterwards and then walk over here? How did that happen?
Oh, so all they hear is the mic.
All they hear is a little bit of laugh through the mic. That means it's laughing so hard that you can pick it up there.
Yes, anyway. They must have just heard shit that they were sure was bombing and then walked out and it was killing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet they're sometimes just angry, like, seriously? That?
It's nothing?
It's nothing?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. Like, what? Guys.
Oh, no, I meant that is killing. I thought they were mad because they just hated the bit, but you're right. It makes more
sense. There's that, too, where you'll get angry at other comics. Yeah. Hit everybody. Exactly. What's your name?
Dave Cyrus.
Dave Cyrus.
Yeah, how you doing?
S-Y-R-S-I-R-U-S. Oh, nice.
It doesn't make sense.
He made it himself.
Yeah, it's a stupid.
You made up your name for showbiz?
Sort of, because I had like another job, and they're like, you need to use a different name, so I just made it up.
What was your real name before?
It was Pollock, but I'm not Polish.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
a Pollock's adopted. A cool last name. That's
Kevin Pollock, there's that?
Yeah.
But Dave Pollock.
I kept getting called
DP.
I kept getting called Pollock in Jersey clubs, and I'm not even Polish, and I was like...
Yeah, well, who gives a shit about Jersey?
Yeah.
Well, I thought like, I was going
to... Fuck Jersey.
Fuck Jersey.
I thought I was going to be a famous children's book illustrator.
So you really didn't want to be called Pollock?
Yeah.
How's that?
Dave Pollock.
Yeah.
Yes, I drew the Pillow Pets book, and I thought I was going to be a star. I like
how you're using Joe Mandy's bitch face as a coaster.
I'm not. I just haven't opened it yet.
I heard it was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to listen to
it's
it.
Like number two on iTunes right now.
That's cool. That's cool.
Behind good old Nate Bargatze.
His is out too?
Yeah.
Well,
he
does
fucking 30 late night sets a year, so.
So what?
So like the album will constantly be promoted. That's
Murdering.
Right.
It's Dude, great. You know what I love on those top 10s and top 20s for iTunes? It's always like four Jim Gaffigan albums.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, when did you release 2007? Wait, how is it still in the top 10?
Still top 10.
Still just selling.
All new albums are like 39th.
Yeah.
Like, there's rarely any new thing breaks the top 10 unless it's like Louis or Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there goes my hope at ever releasing.
Ever releasing one?
Yeah.
No, you can do it now. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You just don't put it on release the same week.
Like $3, please.
I released Revenge for the Holocaust mine at the same week as George Lopez, and I beat him.
Yeah, well, he sucks. And I don't care if he hears that.
Oh, man, he really does, stinks. Huh? He really does.
Yeah, but his show is so great. I don't know if it's because I didn't smoke weed while I was watching it because I was
young. His show was so great?
I was like 9.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it since I was 9.
Dude, that was one of the worst. Like, they made an 80s sitcom in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
When I was 9 or 10, I thought it was
wow.
Great.
Yeah. What? Really?
I haven't seen it since I started comedy. So
yeah, why would they? They burned all the originals.
Right. You know, the things you liked when you were 8, though. Like, no one liked anything good.
No, you're right.
SpongeBob still holds up.
Well, I remember watching Full House and refusing to watch because it was so bad back then. And my brothers and sister, brother and sisters were watching. They were laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing? She's just saying cute things. That's not funny.
Full House is amazing.
I watched Family Matters.
I love Full House.
I would
whatever,
beat
dude.
Whatever. What? You got it, dude. So it's you got it, dude, okay? It's not whatever.
You
dude.
Got it,
get
dude.
Get it right, all right? Oh. It's you got it, dude. And Uncle Jesse and the Rippers and the band that he never made
oh,
it.
Oh, my
Dave
God.
Coulier with his cut it out.
Like if you were your age now,
Urkel. You know too much of that. Yeah.
If you were your age now when Urkel was popular, wouldn't you just want to abuse any kid who was into that show?
Yeah.
It was huge. I was
You're right. I'd be like, guys, what are you doing? Do you remember when he went from Steve Urkel and he just as
turned
the actor
sexy guy
he was like I'm sick of getting shit on everywhere I go calling me a nerd show me as a suave guy and he went Stefan
was his name Urkel.
Yeah,
and he was a good looking dude that's what really fucking threw me off
every I time like, I did
he's
late
a
night
great
shows
actor
every time I did late night shows he'd be like hey set up a basketball hoop so I can show you that I've got
like talent
yeah
that's his problem he rebelled against the character he could have been that guy forever.
Yeah, he could have been showing up at random Vegas events.
Yeah, fucking nines.
10,000.
Yeah. I was 8 years little.
Well, you're 23 now.
Did I
get
do
to
that?
Sucking.
10,000 and a cake that you get to pop out of.
Don't you wish he was like a 43-year-old Urkel at like state fairs just soldiering through
yeah,
it?
Yeah, signing autographs.
Here's how I know it got bad
wrestling
for Urkel.
Conventions.
I saw a picture of him and my friend has the same watch that he does. And like my friend is like nowhere, you know. Did not have 130 episodes of Family Matters, so I was like, oh, Urkel is
hey, all the blacks, I'm gonna put you in the group with the blacks. There's these comics in New York. There's different crews.
Yeah.
And one of the crews is the blacks. It's you, Derek Gaines.
Yes.
Ricky Velez, Damian Lemon.
You could throw Schultz in there.
Schultz sometimes is in there. Yeah, absolutely. That big rounder black guy. He's round faced.
Sherrod?
No. What, way earlier in his development. He would like work out of this club down the street from the cellar and then come by all the time.
Chris Cotton?
Yeah, maybe. Just a bunch of you. Yeah, but we, you're always wearing really like bright articles of clothing with money.
We like to be loud.
Yeah.
And we want you to know that we're there. You know what I'm saying? In case our jokes don't go good, at least the Instagram photo will get many likes.
Yeah.
Is basically how we do comedy.
So when you say like Urkel was buying too nice a too shitty a watch, sometimes I think like, is that just your friends putting their entire year savings into a watch?
No, me and my friends, we're all about smoking weed and wearing new Jordans. That's all. Like, that's all we care about. That's it. That's all we care about. We just want to be able to afford like an ounce a week.
Yeah.
And, like a new pair of shoes every week.
An ounce a week each?
Yeah.
You go through an ounce?
I go through like an eighth a day.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not
good. About an ounce a week.
I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, eighth a day. That's but, what you know, my friend was going through for a while.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I like weed.
Have you been able to do that here in L.A.? Have you noticed a difference in weed in L.A. and New York?
Yeah, I smoke like $30 worth of weed here.
I refuse to buy weed in New York when I visit.
Why?
Because it's horrible.
Yes, thank you.
It doesn't even count as weed.
Yes, it's good. Stop.
You have some strains here
and
there.
I'm sick and tired of you fucking L.A. guys, all right, shitting on...
And the girls are as hot as they are here?
I give you pizza, we get weed.
All right, listen.
It's the exact same differential.
You have no idea how hard it is to fucking get good weed in New York.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm saying it's very difficult.
Yeah, so like when you get it, like I'd say 80% of the weed I get is fucking fantastic.
No.
Well, you're just getting from the wrong guy.
No, right? Even you when you get it from a good guy.
Kids?
Even when you get it from somebody good, then you're like, cool, I'll hit you up again in 2 weeks. And you do, and you're like, what's this garbage?
All right,
you had good stuff. It was just random chance.
If they have good stuff, you got to get bulk. That's why I get like.
But how do you know? Oh, until they're
you
gone.
You smoke it. They usually need.
Like, all right, come back. Give me half of an ounce.
Yeah. Or you call delivery men. Delivery men always have good weed. And they have different options. You get to try it out before you buy it.
For how much?
It's like an extra $10.
Oh, really? Try it before you buy it.
Yeah, it's an extra $10, and then you get to try all the samples, and you're like, I want that one. And then they'll give it to you out of a briefcase, $60 for an eighth. It's a lot.
It's tough. I have to isolate it. I have to give me a hit or two. Talk to me in an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I'll tell you how I feel. How does it make food taste?
God, just the idea of buying from a dealer again.
Oh, it's like ridiculous.
Barbaric.
What are you, an immigrant?
What? You don't got any friends? Just call a friend. Like, all my friends are dealers, pretty much.
You have one kind. That's what it always was buying. The guy would have one kind. Whatever he said it was, that's what it was.
They do make it up.
You can tell they have no idea. They'll be like, I'm like, hey, man, what is this? And he's like, Burberry Kush.
Yeah,
and
I'm something, like, something he's heard of.
Yeah. I'm like, what, would you get that from a Ludacris song?
It's like the Best Buy employee. Yeah, like, you're not helping me. You're just guessing. I could have guessed.
One of my friends told me he got Kim Kardashian pussy, and I really believed that it was like a brand of weed, and that it was just him fucking with me.
Oh, really?
That's like a true story.
That's what he called it, Kim Kardashian pussy?
Yeah, I got that Kim K puss, and I was like, give me like an eighth of that. And it wasn't even that good. It wasn't really that good.
Just like her. It's all airbrushed to make it seem better.
Yeah.
I just bought Jackie Chan.
Fat ass.
I bought Jackie Chan weed, and I was like, is that like a joke?
She's a fat ass.
Yeah.
You got untouched pictures of Kim Kardashian. Dude, she can only be shown in Panorama. That's how wide she is.
She's perfect. How tall is she? Is she really like really small?
Yeah, she's like 5'2", 170.
So I wish she was like 5'11", with that proportioned ass.
What?
That's an ass.
That's an ass.
Yeah, if she was like tall, like with the proportions we've seen.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that could be worship.
No, she's just wide ass.
Can I just tell you guys, you'll laugh at this. So my mom is tweeting all the guests that were on Kimmel.
Tweeting them what?
They're saying, hi, I love Aunt Chippy, Jimmy Kimmel. I'm Pete Davidson's mom. Oh, hi, Guillermo. I'm Pete Davidson's mom. Hi, Jimmy. Just want to let you know that I'm Pete Davidson's mom. Thank you so much for having him on. It gets worse. David Duchovny, my man crush. I'm Pete Davidson's mom.
Was he on the show tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
She won't stop. Oh,
she is sandbagging you.
She's really making me not fuckable.
That's fucking hilarious.
Hold on. Let me tweet her to fucking stop.
At least she's not saying mommy.
Hey.
Now have a Twitter argument with your mom.
Joe. And you know what sucks?
Start Twitter feud.
Her Twitter account is Joe Smith because she thought she would be undercover. But it's a picture of her and it says Amy Davidson at the top. But her username is different.
Joe Smith?
Yeah, she's a fucking idiot. She's
what happened to Joe Smith, the basketball player? He's got nothing now.
J.R. Smith.
No, there's Joe Smith. He's playing Maryland.
The guy who fucked Sacagawea. It was a Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah. Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about this music that everyone's listening to these days.
Okay.
I watched TRL. What?
Folk punk?
Folk punk. Yeah. I saw some girl in Denver once, and she was our waitress at whatever, I think Denver Diner, and I was like, what kind of band are you in? It was just like obvious. My friend was like, dude, what? You don't know. I'm like, shh. And she goes, yeah, she goes, punk country? I'm like, of course you are.
I strictly just listen to Juicy J.
Just Juicy J.
I only listen to Juicy J because that's how I feel all the time.
What? The way he is?
Very high, and he just, he just says things that I want.
Dude, he's,
He'd be like, she swallow all my kids, why I don't have any. If I could make them from the mouth, I'd have plenty. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
He just talks about fucking girls without
fucking
condoms.
Girls smoking weed, doing drugs, and being 42.
That's how old he is?
Oh, he's been famous for like 25
years.
He got
an Oscar, man.
He was in 3-6 Mafia.
He was in 3-6 Mafia. Hey, who won that Oscar for best speech?
Yeah. The best part. Have
remember,
you ever
like,
seen
the,
that Oscar
the
speech?
The happiest Oscar acceptance speech in history.
It was amazing. Yeah. He went up and they were like...
Was he the lead of 3-6 Mafia?
Yeah.
Him and the...
him and
Cedric.
Cedric.
Wait, what song was that you were singing before?
It's Harder Here for a Pimp.
No.
Sorry. You gotta stay fly.
That's the one it is?
That's one of them, too.
And yeah, that they won the Oscar for Hard Out Here for a Pimp. Since like 91.
For Hustle and Flow, which I still have not seen yet.
Yeah. It's okay. No, wait, I didn't see that one. I saw Crash. Yeah. And I don't know what they did with that. Yeah. Maybe it was just a guy from Hustle and Flow. That's what it was. Crash. So, okay, you introduced me to the idea that the rap that I hear on the radio is garbage.
Yeah, the rap that you hear on the radio is 90% of it's not good.
Yeah,
you know, and I agree.
It's just like pop radio for white people.
No, because it's a bunch of like dubstep and like mixed with rap. Like that's not real rap. Like I consider like you know, like Juicy J. It's like he gets played, but like not at the time that you are listening. Right. Like, they'll play him at like 10:30.
Not in drive time.
Like, yeah, but they're playing a bunch of pop and like a lot of. Things that have like three words, they'll be like, fucking girls. And then it's a beat like, doo doo.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
Rap is in its disco era.
Yeah.
Oh,
it'll
really?
Be out. It'll be out in like 2-3 years.
That kind of stuff.
All gold chains will not be cool again.
It's just for dancing.
Will not be cool again. Yeah, it is a lot of dancing
it's
stuff.
Just a
it's
lot
stuff
of
you
like,
play at a Vegas nightclub.
Like, a lot of the music is only
it's good. All about the chorus.
It's only good if it's blasted.
Yeah,
you ever realize that? Any song that you like from rap today, if you listen to it like at a normal volume, you're like, this is really not that good. But if you're in your car and you turn up the full volume or you hear it in the club, you're like, yes, but yeah, it's just not good.
It's like warm beer.
Yeah.
Only the good beer you can drink warm, and then the rest, you have to freeze the fucking flavor out of it.
It's just terrible. But Juicy J is the reason why I like him is because like he's been in the game for 20 some odd years, and he's been hot. But he's still, and he'd been cold, but he still makes money off beats or producing. Or,
literally fucking models every day, for 23 like years.
No really? Kids, no diseases, no none.
How does he do that? No diseases.
He doesn't reveal his medical history. That's how he does it.
So he's clearly got everything?
Well, we don't know anything.
He doesn't reveal his, that's how he does it.
It's like he's going to have a press conference when he gets herpes.
Are you starting to get texts from your Kimmel thing?
Yes.
Nice.
What? People say you're coming up next?
People are just saying, your mom is really embarrassing.
Oh.
Even for me. Like, can I want to show you what she does. Like,
that is a bit much.
I'll read you the last 12 mom
okay.
tweets.
All right.
Okay? She only uses Twitter for me. Okay? So
she only uses her Twitter for you? Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. You're the only reason she's on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, her bio is Pete Davidson's mom, laugh out loud, and my beautiful daughter, Casey. And then her background is a picture of me and Nick Cannon, which is so fucking bad. Like, so embarrassing. Okay.
I would kill myself if I saw that and she had more followers than me.
Oh, yeah. How many followers does she have?
400 like something.
400, yeah.
Which is a lot for a mother.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You know? So.
How old's your mom?
45.
Okay.
So. Okay, these are just the last. This is the last. She tweets every minute for the last 25 minutes.
Why is she so excited? Is she on drugs? Why
no, is she so excited? She's just annoying. Jimmy Kimmel, I love Aunt Chippy. I'm Pete Davidson's mom. Because I know how she's saying it. It's so embarrassing. Jordan Rock tweeted at me, in a few seconds, my boy Pete Davidson won't be able to smoke weed with me inconspicuously on street corners, which is a lie. I'll totally be able to do that. 17 people are going to see this. And then my mom goes, well, thank goodness.
Oh, God's sake. So she's just on, lurking on your feed, just seeing what people are saying about you.
Just ruining like any good. Did I tell you what she did to Louis C.K. the other day?
No. Oh,
listen to this.
It's like you invited your mom to a party.
Listen to this.
We're all having a good party here on Twitter. You invited your mom.
I'm at the stand.
Yeah.
And it was like a late show. I went on stage. Apparently Louis popped in, but he was a little late. He was supposed to go first. So he sat and watched the whole set, asked a bunch of questions to some people. They were like, hey, really like him, da-da-da.
Yeah, that's cool.
After we left, he came up to me and was like, hey, man, you know, really like your stuff. That was really cool. And then all of a sudden, my mom comes out and she's like, Peter, I'm leaving. And all of a sudden, Louis's like, all right, man, I'll talk to you later. I'm like, you ruined the moment I've been waiting to fucking have for fucking, for the last 5 years of my life.
She comedy blocks you.
She comedy blocked me.
Oh, yeah, that is what it is.
It was awful.
She's proud of you.
She's too proud.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. She's just proud
she's
of you.
She's too proud. Like, that's why I'm going to be a fuck-up, because she's...
You're like, I'm not that great, Mom.
Yeah, I'm like, Mom, I'm like a 7, right?
Plenty of people have done Kimmel.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Maybe from Staten Island, but other than that, like, there's no... That's what it is. Staten Island makes you crazy.
Oh, if she's in Staten Island. Those people are weird.
Yeah, you can't blame her. She's, you know, she's great, but she's just, you know, in Staten Island. And when you stay in there too long, it becomes like...
The only
thing about Staten Island is, like, you need to be the head of Staten Island. Like, you need to be a force.
Staten Island's so bad that I grew up in Jersey.
It's like The Walking
Dead.
They would
come to Jersey to have fun.
Oh.
Like, it's like The Walking Dead of towns. Like,
I stayed there at my friend's house when I was, like, religious and young. But yeah. I mean, I didn't know anything about the place.
Yeah, like, just you literally walk around the burbs of New York. There should be zombies here.
Were you like Doc's kid? Were you like Orthodox?
Oh yeah, Doc's.
Yeah, I
was
like raised in a Doc's neighborhood.
Yeah, we never called it Doc's because that was the only people we knew. Yeah. So it's like we didn't even really know.
I grew up in Midwood, so I was the only regular Jewish kid in all ultra Orthodox Jewish kid.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird. I wasn't allowed to play with them because I was a bad boy for watching Sesame Street
on Saturday.
No, on any day. They didn't have TVs.
Oh.
Having TVs at all was a big deal.
Yeah, that would make me that Orthodox. Against your religion. Like, if you deprive children of, like, watching television.
We weren't allowed to do it on Friday night and Saturday, so I asked my friends.
What are you watching?
I'd see my friends on Saturday night, and they'd be like, what'd you do all day today? Did you read? Is that what you did? You had some fun reading?
Reading.
You didn't watch anything on the Sabbath. How lame.
They were just being punished.
Goddamn allergies.
It's allergies. You got to take some of that Zyrtec.
I took it.
Oh. Well, then, you've thought of everything.
Yeah.
So, besides Juicy J, who is... You don't like Wiz Khalifa, or how do you feel about
it? I like Wiz. I liked Wiz.
He's just too ugly? Is that him, or is that someone else?
No, I liked Wiz when he wore a Pittsburgh chain and a snapback. Now that he's, like, painting his nails and wearing leggings.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's weird.
I can't. I just can't. It's just something to me. It's not like I don't think it's gay or anything. Yeah. It's just like that's not who I was listening to a year and a half ago. Like, it's so different.
Oh, right.
It's like now he's like Lady Gaga of rap.
How has his rap changed?
A little. It's starting to get a little repetitive and annoying. And
how much is image? How much is that worth in
he's actually
rap?
More famous now. Like, I went to go see him live and like,
yeah.
He's good. It's just like it was like a pop concert. Like, he would sing his choruses. Like, it wouldn't be like him rapping. He'd be like, he'd wear a scarf and he'd be like, the bigger the bill. Come on, everybody.
Well, really?
He's like in Drake territory. Like,
yeah, he sort of
barely
sings.
Counts as rap anymore.
He sort of sings.
Yeah,
what?
He's kind of like.
Barely counts as rap, yeah.
He's a quote unquote artist now.
Well, I honestly hate Wiz just for his music. I don't even.
Didn't he come out with a guitar album once?
No, that was Lil Wayne.
That's Lil Wayne, okay.
But they do look awfully alike.
It's tough. All right. Thank you.
That's really good art. Very good. I'm very proud of
they're
you.
They're both very.
I'm getting the right ones confused.
They're both very slight men. They're slight black men.
Yeah, like they're almost women.
Well, just like they have that. Yeah, they have that bone structure where it looks like they'd be really easy to like push.
And they're just so tiny.
Either one of them.
Oh no, Wiz is like really tall, but he's like 100.
He's so skinny.
It's scary.
Like when I was next to him in an airport
once.
What
are you doing? Blowing your nose.
And like you could, I was like, I could completely beat up Wiz Khalifa. Like this is
really
like he was in the airport with his like equally skinny white assistant and Amber Rose, and they were just high of their minds. And I'm just like,
what's Amber Rose? A girl? Porn star?
This really hot girl. She's the girl with like the shaved blonde head. She's really hot. Like, I didn't recognize him right away.
She used to be with Kanye, and she was the one that Kanye, like, quote-unquote, like, really made her have a tough life. And,
why?
Like, mentally abused her.
Oh, really?
Just with words. And then, but dude, she's fucking stacked.
I saw them in the airport.
She has, like, the body of a foot. Like, if a girl was in the NFL.
Yeah.
But fucking hot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's like 5'8".
Her body's retarded.
She's like 5'8", 150, but not fat.
She's not 150. No, she's not 150.
She's close to that.
But she was so hot that I just saw...
said that.
He's like, no, stop it. Stop it.
No, get out of here.
She was standing there next to him.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize him. I just knew like the only way this guy can have this girl is if he's really famous.
Yeah.
Like, just second you see them, you're like, you are successful.
Dude, I saw high school sweethearts.
I saw this super hot girl at the store once in the back. Jeff Ross was there, and he was like friends with this couple, and the girl and the couple was so fucking hot that we were staring at her for like trying not to for like a solid minute. And then we finally looked to see the boyfriend, and it's John Stamos. That's how hot she was. I didn't even notice I was talking to John Stamos for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Stamos still got it.
You can't get mad.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't get mad. You're like, yeah, all right. Stamos should have a girl like that. John that sounds Stamos. Right.
If John Stamos fucked my girlfriend, like I would not be mad.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't. I would be mad for a second, and then I would be like,
could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
It could have been Wiz Khalifa fucking her.
It could have been Wiz Khalifa.
I fucked a girl who fucked Johnny Depp in like 2000. I was like so honored.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
like,
I love hearing about girls that used to like... 11.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. So, that's like, part
of when he was auditioning for 21 Jump Street.
Hey, she was still stripping, so she kept it together.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's moved ahead since they broke up.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing fine without her. He's really moved on. Besides Juicy J, what do they got? Wiz Khalifa? You told me about the term brag rap. I think that was you.
Yeah, that's just brag rap is basically
telling about brag rap.
All rap.
It's all rap. It's just like smoke weed, fuck bitches, big gold chains, lots of cars. And I'm like, all right, man.
Just like, telling you how they party.
There's no, unless you're listening to like Jay-Z or someone like
Nas.
Drake, Jay-Z, Nas, and Drake, and J. Cole and Kendrick. Actually, Kendrick Lamar have like stories.
But yeah,
Schoolboy Q is getting there too. But like everything else,
isn't that what rap used to be?
Yeah,
stories.
Yeah, and there's still an underground scene, but like it's not what it used to be.
But you can't make money. You used to be able to make money being an underground rapper.
Yeah. How?
Well, just people would come buy mixtapes.
People used to buy CDs. They would buy tapes.
Remember, you know how every fucking 5 minutes, and when you're in Hollywood, somebody's like, yo, get my mixtape, $2.
Yeah.
20 years ago, people used to buy that.
Really?
Yeah. And they'd be just like, yeah, man, let me check out your shit.
But there was
like, now, we're like, get the fuck out of here.
He's a guy from the streets.
Figure out YouTube.
New York.
Fucking asshole. I actually get mad at them for trying to aspire to their dreams. I'm like, get on YouTube and tweet at celebrities, you fucking jerk.
Dude, we used to have a guy right outside Pink Dot over there.
Yeah, check out my tape.
Moose. WUCE. And he would always ask him, like, no. And then eventually I realized, like, because I'd always pass him, like, oh, I can just tell him I got it. He doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
So finally, one time, he's like, I'm like, oh, that's not that Woost? Yeah, I got that, man. It's good stuff. And he goes, oh, thanks. But then his boy popped up. And he goes, oh, you ain't got that cat eyes, though. And he has cat eyes with a Z. Like, fuck.
Yo, I want to do this movie. I want to do Jaws with a Z. Just make it like the black version
of Jaws.
Just picture the poster, the shark with a grill.
Like, you know how, like, the first scene... Like, she, like, goes swimming, it's eaten.
Yeah.
Like, literally, she just steps, puts her toe in the water, and then the shark just comes up and eats her whole. Yeah. I think it's so funny. I like, all the dialogue would be different. Like, Quint, you know, be sitting there, be like, yo, what's up, motherfuckers? He's just like, y'all know me, you know how I earn a living, but I ain't gonna catch this shit for $10,000. Shit, my worms cost $10,000. They go. Like, just like the fucking worst fucking movie. I have like Morris Chestnut in it.
Yeah. The shark would leave. You could have like 12 black women in the water and one white woman, and the shark would just leave the black women alone.
It's like the opposite of every movie.
They're like trying to get eaten. Like they're like pouring red meat on
them. Oh no,
like,
I'm in his chum.
Oh no.
It's just be like white people are all in the ocean and everyone's fine, and the sharks just figure out how to kill black people who aren't even in the ocean.
That would be hilarious. Like coming up through the sand.
Yeah, they just they figured out. They just don't like white people.
That just made that movie so much more racist. Like now you're trying to kill black people in an unimaginable way.
Well,
like,
he's the villain.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
it's Joss.
Hopefully Ari can erase all this conversation.
I'm going to keep it all.
Before my career is over.
I'm going to tell people to watch your show.
Jaws with a Z is hilarious.
Jaws with a Z.
That visual is so funny. I just like, you know how like the posters a shark that. Coming up and there's a lady laying on top of the water? You know? Never mind. I'm not going to say the rest of this.
Oh, you're like super proprietary.
Like I just thought about what I was
going
to say.
There are people who have made like $10,000 like holding deals just for like a poster they made up that had nothing to do with any room. Like I probably shouldn't even tell this because like I don't think I think I'm screwing him up. But yeah, he said that he once sold a poster of like it was like a mock-up of like a famous black comedian dressed with like fairy wings and a pimp's outfit, and it was just called the Tooth Fairy, and he got like a couple of grand for that. Like they just gave him some money to be like, just in case we might make.
Here's the problem with me making that
Tooth Fairy.
Too many people will get mad and they won't get the joke.
Oh yeah,
you know, because me and Derek thought of it. And Derek was sitting there, and Derek was like, "Yo, man, we should do like a black version of Jaws," and I was like, that would be so fucking funny. Just like have like like you know the U.S. Indianapolis scene, like where like all the people are, like there's a scene where Quint describes.
I didn't even know that was his name. And Quint.
Yeah, like Derek was like all 900 of them are getting eaten, and Derek's black, just so everybody knows.
I just like the idea.
Like the scene, like instead of like all 900 of them getting eaten, they would all be shooting at the sharks, like a shootout. Like, fuck you, son. Get the fuck. Yeah, it was just so funny.
I just love the idea of a really blaxploitation movie, and then when the credits come, it's all Jewish names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because Davidson, they would see the name. They don't know necessarily.
That could be anything.
Yeah.
Davidson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's just like Irving Fine Mitzvah, it's just the writer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they know.
All surnames. Yeah. Do a non-union and just like call yourselves all Jewy names. Yeah. Right. That'd be great. Brought to you by the guys who thought of what 50 Cent should wear.
Brought to you by G-Unit.
Yeah. You can call him 50.
50?
Yeah, it's okay.
You call him 50 Cent?
50 Cent, yeah.
You say 50 or 50?
50.
He said 50.
I know not to say
50. You do 50. It ironically?
50?
No, you say 50.
I say 50 Cent. I don't know what I call him.
I don't call him.
He wants you to call
him. It's not in my main vocabulary.
Yeah. 50 Cent? I don't know. It's just 50.
It's just funny because I think he originally intended for whatever you would normally say 50 Cent is how you say it, and then people got confused, and it's just funny.
They're like, wait, did he really want us to just call him Two Quarters?
That is weird.
It's such a weird rap name. Like, it's cool because he's famous, but like when you think about it, if he was like an underground rapper and nobody knew who he was, and he's like, "Yo, I'm 50 Cent," I'd be like, "Get the fuck out of my office!
You're not even get out of here! What a dumb name! What a dumb name!
That's what a girl told me. When
stupid asshole!
I know a girl met Jizza, and she was just like, "Ew, that's your name?" And he's like, "Jizza from Wu Tang, like one of the greatest rappers of all time." Yeah. And she was like, he said his name was Jizzer.
She's like, no, not that. What do you guys think of like Macklemore?
I think he sucks. Interesting. Well, making music.
He sucks in what?
I hate his flappy hair. His hair sucks. He has Hitler hair. Like he'll be rapping, he'll be like love and peace and equality, and his Hitler hair will be flapping, and I'm like,
that's funny.
I just can't get him anywhere.
I heard like, somebody call it, like, maybe
I can't
Hannibal.
Take anybody seriously who wears Revolutionary War outfits.
Yeah, that is
weird. A song with a techno beat. Like I just can't fucking hop. Like pick a side. Pick a fucking side. Either be a weirdo or be this up tempo new Pitbull guy.
And again, just like Wiz Khalifa, I just don't like his music.
You don't like it?
Nah, I just don't like.
Wait, how important is image into hip hop?
It's not important to me. But it's important to everybody. I mean, hip hop is such a because I
like if you never saw who Macklemore was.
No, I didn't like it when I thought he was black.
You didn't like him then,
Pete?
Would you think he's like? Does that play into it?
Macklemore
image
if
in general.
He was black?
No, I'm saying I don't know.
If you hadn't seen what he looked like at all,
you could tell he's white.
Yeah,
just by the way he rapped about gay people in a positive way. Know he's white.
I mean, just from Thrift Shop. Yeah.
No, through Thrift Shop, you could tell that he was white because it sounded.
Thrift Shop was awesome. What a great song that was.
You really like that song?
Oh, I love it.
Are you being... I can never tell you're being sarcastic.
I love it.
It's not the worst song.
You're such a stoner. I can't
tell. I love it. I do. I do love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember how it goes
right now. You listen like radio rap. You listen like radio rap. So, I mean, that's like a normal song.
Welcome to the club.
No, I don't really listen to rap at all.
You know, this is the opening line of the song, Welcome to the Club.
This is awesome.
I got a big cock.
It's dance rap.
Then I'm just playing. I bought some shit from the thrift shop. That's what it was.
Yeah, I don't.
Welcome to the club.
It's most of the chorus. How's the chorus go?
Yeah, that's not even him.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I got $20 in my pocket.
Yeah, all that shit. I love that.
Yeah,
this is fucking awesome. Welcome to the club. Like, what up? I got a big cock. I'm just playing.
I feel like he means, and I do feel like he means well. Malcolm Moore.
I feel like he fucking drinks children's blood. He looks like he fucking drinks children's blood.
He's weird gingy.
Yeah.
He's weirdly too gingy.
Like, it's like he looks like a Seattle Mariners like outfielder. Like that's what he like a weird white guy. Like he looks kind of Canadian actually.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like some kind of purebred.
Yeah.
Like a purebred.
Like a purebred. Yeah. Like he has an average-sized dick.
He's got that
an apple-sized dick?
Average.
Oh, right.
He's got that, like, ethnic Nordic look.
He
looks Scottish to me.
He just looks weird, man. He's not good.
He does look weird. It's awful. When you look at his face, you're like, what is it about your fucking face?
I just hate it, right?
Gwen Stefani haircut.
Off. He doesn't make it seem like I'd be friends with him.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he would just bump me and leave. Like,
what do you mean bump you?
Like if he was a comedian, he would just be one of those guys that's not funny, but he could bump everybody because he had that one show.
I feel like if he was a comedian, he'd be the kind of guy who just wasn't socially there. He'd be like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. And then just go off in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Like just with his headphones.
Oh, right, right, right.
Be in his own zone.
All you blacks have headphones, too.
Yeah.
The blacks all wear headphones all the time. Am I imagining that?
Are you pointing at me?
You're a part of the blacks.
Yes. Yeah, we all have headphones.
You do, right?
We like to listen to music before we go.
Fucking big headphones everywhere.
You keep saying we. I'm like, who is we?
I represent the
You're not black, but you're in the blacks, the group the blacks.
I'm not. It's not like we're just friends. But
yeah,
like,
it's a group. It's a click. It's a click.
Thinks because I'm into hip-hop. And I dress the, you know.
No. You hang out with a group of comics that I know as the blacks.
I don't have any white friends. You're right. I have like five white friends. And
there's
like
that 38 too.
38 black friends.
Yes, it's not just because you're into hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah, you and your black crew.
It's the blacks. There's also another white. It's just Schultz is in there too.
Yeah, Schultz is in there.
And you look black though.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
That's just a genetic lottery thing.
Yeah.
Because you look like both your parents, and they both look white, yet they somehow made you.
I thought maybe Puerto Rican or something. One of those Spanish, New York Spanishes.
I wish. My skin's terrible.
Puerto Ricans have good skin? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I've never heard that.
I tried to, you know, give some race a compliment that wasn't mine. based on my information, since I know nothing, it did not go well.
All
right. Yeah. Move on. And we'll get past this. Kimmel airs in like 10 minutes. So
it's real soon. I put out a tweet about it.
Oh, thank you.
It'll be like right now.
Oh, yeah, it's probably on. It's actually on now. Yeah.
It's actually on right now.
This is why, like, as horrible as it would be.
Are you excited about this, Pete?
Not really.
Pete, tell me what your excitement level is on a 1 to 10 and be completely honest.
On excitement?
Uh-huh, like about this airing.
Like a 3.
A 3. Are you more nervous or tepid about what's going to happen?
I'm not nervous because I know it went well. It's just like
because it's already done, right?
It's already done, and like I just know someone's gonna be like it'll be like mad positive stuff, and then somebody'll be like, "You're a faggot," and I'll be like, and then I'll be like, "That guy is right." Like there'll be 900 tweets like, "Pete, I want to suck your dick. That was hilarious. Yeah. I'm so proud of you." And then one guy will be like, "You're a fucking piece of shit. You're a faggot, and nobody likes you, and you look like you have Down syndrome."
Have you ever considered not looking at the tweets tonight?
That's impossible.
That's impossible. Have you considered it? You wouldn't even consider
it. I would not even consider it. Why the hell did I do this?
I read an article about me yesterday and something that they mentioned me, and it was something I was like, I was right when I was about to click on it, I was going to sleep. I was like, maybe I just shouldn't. Who gives a shit? I've heard them write about this stuff before. Maybe I should just not. And then I read it. And it was okay, though.
How do you not want to know what a stranger yelled at you?
I at least want to hear what he's saying and then walk away from him.
Right.
Are you getting tweets yet?
I think it just said, my mom said, you're about to be on.
Oh, wow.
I like how my mom's updating me. Like, I don't know.
If you know, it would suck, but if they did cut you, it'd be really awesome that it happened while we were doing the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just to see how sad I got.
Hey, motherfucker, where are you?
It'd be a great episode. Get that human emotion.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
He ran out of time. We apologize to Pete Davidson. More great stuff coming soon.
Find out while
they fucking
on mic.
Did that to me last time.
Do you think you would burn any bridges if you were on mic when that happened?
Yeah, I would never go back. Yeah. Dude, if they didn't air it this time, I would be so upset, because to go through that fucking once is really bad. To go through it twice would be.
Did you do the same set?
No, he wanted me to be a little dirtier.
Yeah,
which is why I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good note. I don't think I've ever heard that. I only hear the opposite.
Yeah, that's nice that he's like letting him do like real jokes.
Yeah. Who else is overrated right now
in rap?
Yeah. What's the difference between rap and hip hop?
Okay,
that's an arbitrary.
Hip hop's like, I consider it's the same shit, but I consider hip hop to be classic. So I would go like Biggie and Tupac, or old Busta Rhymes, old DMX. I consider that to be hip hop.
Ooh,
the 90s,
yeah.
All that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hip hop.
That's Eminem hip hop.
Old school hip hop.
There's still hip hop rappers. Jay-Z is still a hip hop rapper.
He's like a B-boy.
I
think he's overrated.
Does Jay-Z count as a B-boy? He's a B-boy type.
What's a B-boy? What does that mean?
That's like the old style, like Wu-Tang would talk about that. Like there's B-boys and hustlers. And
he's a hustler.
I guess you're right. I don't know
why. Because he hustles. He sells dope in his acts.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But you know, he claims. That's another reason why Jay-Z is so prolific. I think he's a little overrated right now. I didn't really like the last album, but
he's overrated. But he's also like the highest rated.
He's like
going to
be a mayor one day. Like he's going to be the mayor of New York one day. Like,
think so?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
He's 10 years away from running for office. I don't know who told that to me, but I was like, I totally agree with that.
Wow. Yeah. He's so popular.
Dude, he made a team move to Brooklyn.
Yeah. From New Jersey. It's not even that far away.
From New Jersey. They built a fucking stadium around him.
Yeah. And they revamped the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
That whole neighborhood. If you bought a place or got a place right before that, you're like, I'm in it.
Yeah. I live around the corner. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. You have a better place now.
Well, I luckily bought it 2 years before that happened.
Yeah, perfect.
Now I really like Jay-Z.
Oh, that's great.
I'll be able to quit comedy next year.
Yeah. So Jay-Z's overrated, you think?
I think he's just overrated. I mean,
wait. We still didn't get to what's the difference between rap and hip hop.
It's an arbitrary.
Rap.
Everyone's
to me,
different.
Rap is more of this turn up bullshit. This.
What is that?
What did you just do? I'll play it right now.
You might say everything counts as rap, but hip hop is like a certain core.
Of rap?
Like hip hop's like the true, like good rap, and like anything people rhyme and it's rap.
All right, I'm going to show you what I consider to be hip hop. Okay?
Okay.
This is like hip hop. This is a new 50 Cent song.
Oh, it's more like musical?
Woke up this morning, this is insane. Riches and they must change. Open my eyes.
This to me is like Barry Manilow of rap.
Right.
So that's sweet. And then 50 Cent also did a rap song.
Yeah.
Like this would be a rap song.
And this would not be hip hop. This sounds just like.
It's just, I give any three words. I'll give you. That's a really poor example. A really better example.
Yeah, I can't give a better example because I don't understand the difference there.
You don't even understand. Well. It's like what he's talking
Give
about.
Give me a better example.
Fine. Here's rap.
Turn your radio up. This is an exclusive.
I remember these intros. What is it with rap guys and their intros to their songs? So these weird skits.
Actually, I have a theory about that. I think it's because they don't want to have one uninterrupted loop so that you could steal it. So they want to like talk over the loops of the background
the beginning?
Music, because otherwise you could cut up that one loop and. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey, OG, Bobby, Josh. OG, Cool Keith, Bobby, Cool Keith, Josh. Dr. Octagon. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey, wipe a nigga out
like an outbreak. Wipe him out, chop a star, bust and make the house shake. Oh right, it's harder. Who was that?
But what you don't that I don't know who that was, but it doesn't matter. Like, because I'll play another one. They're all like that. They're all like
and you're like single rhyme over and over again
over and over
as opposed to like old rap, which was like an A B A B kind of.
Oh, there you go. That's more
specific. I think Migos.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to explain because I don't know. But, like, you know how, like, old rap was, like, they would have, like, an AA or BB or, like, AB, AB. Now it's just, like, A, B, B, B. Like,
right.
Like,
math, wasn't the same form all the way through.
Like, they'll just do the same kind of rhyme. Maybe it's two syllable. I ain't trying to sign the Warner Brothers. We'll take 10 mil for a labor deal. And I don't want the PT
if it ain't double shit. Life is a gamble game. Risk deal a hurricane. That's, who is that? He's lazy mouthed.
Migos.
Who is it?
It's three different people. It's Migos.
Migos?
They mostly just yell at stuff. Like, this is their big song.
What's the state of hip hop right now?
It's I think it's awful. I think Juicy J made in a bad shape, and that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, I mostly listen to like older underground nobodies.
This is what you need to know.
Who is this? Who is that?
Versace.
Why do they just keep saying Versace over and over again?
They really,
this is the epitome of brag rap.
They like Versace.
Now play Necro.
Oh, Necro's like, kill a motherfucker.
See, yeah, what do you think about that? Tech 9, people like that. What do you think about Tech 9?
He's great.
Tech 9's good.
Tech 9's real rap.
Yeah, Tech 9's been around. Yeah.
It's real rap, so he can't get played on the radio. Is he too? Is he, his lyrics
no,
too
he
hard?
No, he'll never be played on. I mean, I don't think so.
That,
are his themes just too hard?
It's just he talks about too much, like killing people, and like he's crazy. Like he rips cunts out.
It's not pleasant music. It's just much more
horrorcore.
Yeah,
is that that?
Is Tech N9ne horrorcore? Because like Necro is horrorcore. Like Tech N9ne is just hard. You know, right?
Right.
But like Tech N9ne's been in there for forever. He's got his respect. But like, I like people. I like Necro, who's just really creative about talking about murdering people.
Really?
Like from a really serial killer kind of aspect of it. He's the best at it.
Here we go.
This is Necro?
If you can play Necro, play Asbestos.
Okay. Come on, dude. You got to play Asbestos if you're playing Necro.
Bro, you never heard Asbestos?
No, Necro is like...
Necro's actually... I really like
him. He's this Jewish guy from Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's the king of, I think, horror core. Like, not like gangster at all, but like serial killer-ish.
Can I just say this is his first record from the album Die?
Okay.
Die. Nobody's getting rid of me. I'm staying until you're all dead and dead.
It's not that long. Get beheaded like Vic Bird, dead at you herb, human flesh turd, blood red on the curb. My Saturday night special splatter your brain, send you to the church of the Latter-day Saints in the box. Scatter the remains. Be a grill, peel, slice. Motherfucker, I'ma carve you out real nice. You get that in for death. Fucking ain't your chest, I'm neck, bro. He's not really
okay. Hold on.
His choruses aren't great.
That shit actually,
serious question.
That
serious
shit,
question.
That shit scares me.
Wait.
His
serious question.
Aren't great,
how do you hear the lyrics the first time you're listening to it? Can you actually hear what they're saying?
Oh, I can hear everything he's saying. Yeah.
First time you can hear it all.
No. It takes a few times, but you hear pieces of it.
Yeah, it takes at least two or three times to fuck.
My Saturday night special splatters your brain, sends you to the church of the Latter-day Saints in a box, scatter the remains.
Oh, so.
He's a genius.
Yeah, that's genius right there.
So it's all just about murdering and stuff. The same way brag rap works, where it's like this stuff isn't real.
He's
but
murder rap.
He's that.
Yeah.
And then.
And there's a lot of really.
Somebody said like they only have brag rap, that's all rap ever was. And I was like, what about fucking 911 as a joke and shit like that? Well, they're saying stuff.
There's Daisy Age, you know, De La Soul, Trap Call Quest, all those guys. None of that was about bragging. That was anti bragging. It was what we all wanted rap to become. And just got squashed by N.W.A.
I think Tupac's overrated.
You think Tupac's overrated? Why?
He sucks.
I agree.
Sucks.
Great actor.
Yeah, Biggie was so much better at actually rapping. It's a joke. Tupac's good. Biggie was.
Tupac had a lot of like choruses that he sang on.
Yeah. Biggie as a rapper rap.
Nope, here comes the hate,
Mama. Yeah.
You look like that's not him. That's kid with Down syndrome.
Did someone say that?
Yeah,
you called it.
I told you. Everybody.
You look like a kid with Down syndrome.
I either get that.
It's because you got big teeth, man. You just got big teeth.
I either get hot crackhead.
Yeah, yeah. You're shaking right now.
Yeah,
new crackhead. Yeah. Still have meat on your bones.
Why are you so worried about it? You know it's going to be that. Why focus on the fucking 2% of people? Why focus on them?
I love hate mail.
I love it.
I've gotten
it makes you feel good.
The most fun hate mail. People just
from whom?
I would get like, I do videos about like anti like homophobic videos. I've kind of protested a bunch of like Westboro things and like anti-gay protests and shit like that.
Oh, would you interview one of the Westboro, the lady?
Yeah, I've done like a bunch of videos. I saw that. Them. And like just like kind of making fun of them at the protest, and I get the funniest fucking, like, you get them at like 7 a.m., which means the person's still up from the night before drunk. You can just tell it's like an angry drunk, finally, fuck it, I'm gonna send this. I would get these like long paragraph after paragraph up, like describing me getting raped in so much more detail than any straight man would ever think to go to insult someone.
To what?
Just like self-hating closeted guys, like, and like the guy would even say like, and listen, I know you're just going to try to turn this on me and say I'm the one fantasizing about black cocks, so don't even try it.
Really?
Yeah, well, this was one I actually,
and you're like, no one's doing that.
I read this while hosting. It was such a great email. This one, the one, yeah, that I got from Mr.
Very,
Silent and Oppressed Too Long.
Concerned.
We've been silent and oppressed too
his
long.
His name was Mr. Silent and Oppressed Too Long.
Oh,
it was,
God. You know,
my rap name is
awesome.
Going to be Pinoid.
Pinoid? Pinoid Grigioid?
It was a paranoid.
Oh, nice.
That's what my buddy Charlemagne gave me that nickname.
Yeah, it's not great.
Every time I worry, he goes, relax, Pinoid.
What was the response so far?
No,
don't read it. Just tell me what it was. You remember it.
It was mostly good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'd say like 8 out of 10 were good.
Oh, there you go.
The rest are just people you like went to high school with in Staten Island.
Yeah,
and hate
yeah
you.
They're like, you're
right.
Fake.
And you're like, I already know you. Doesn't count.
You ever get like hate mail that's like too specific to you that you know it's someone you know?
That you know some, it's is you?
Like, no, like, you ever get like hate mail or something, like a comment that like you can just tell is someone you know in real life? It's like too personal. Because yeah, you must get that, you know what I mean? Like it's so specific and like well written that you're like, I feel like we've met or something, haven't we?
Oh, old girls.
Yeah, I used to have my friend when I go to phone stores, I would just text from those phones to him, say I'm gonna fucking kill you. Just random threats, but he could tell
this guy,
I know,
Pete,
it's somebody
Davidson
who knows me.
Is yeah, pretty funny. .. I guess.
So that bothers
what?
You.
See,
that's
okay,
what bothers
see,
me.
No, that's just pussyfooting.
He's like, no, I guess this guy's pretty funny, I guess. But he just doesn't want to commit, but you're so worried about it. You're analyzing his every...
How do you even want to text when you're that ambivalent?
Pieces of shit. You're all never going to do Kimmel. You fucking asshole. That's how I feel.
The hate.
Oh, the
none
hate
of you will
really
ever
hurts.
Do a Kimmel.
It breaks my heart.
Everyone who's done nothing with their life so far that you ever knew is blaming you right now for their problems.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I'm a nice guy, though. Like, I'm a nice guy, too.
Why would you do that to
me? Like, I help people. I'm a good fucking person, all right? Yeah. Like, think before you... Like, you know, look up my IMDb. I don't know, like, look at my bio. Like, maybe I donated to a charity or something. Yo, Matt Bridgestone's calling.
Who's that? That's our buddy. We know each other through Matt, actually.
It's really funny. Me and Matt used to be good friends, and then, like, he introduced us, and now we're friends, and we don't talk to Matt.
Oh, really?
I talked to Matt.
We talked to him. It's just, yeah, like, he
out
got
pity?
Married, and now, like, we don't...
He got married and a kid. And he's been... He's a
it.
New
You're
kid.
You're done.
So.
You're done. You're not part of the group anymore. Yeah. Yeah. You pulled yourself out.
No, we love Matt. I'll see him soon. But yeah,
I love him. It's just, you know,
no one has time for you.
Nobody has time.
Come over
for you.
With
he's
my
got a
children.
Wife and a kid. It's like, it's the same thing as going to jail.
It's just like, you're like, cool, I'm pulling. These are my stakes. I'm done right here. This is all my life is going to be from now on. I'm good.
Yeah, man. It happened fast too.
Yeah, the whole
love it. Yeah,
my phone will not
put that away. Put another over or something.
Yeah.
You're going to want to look at every single one that
yes!
calls you.
Yes!
Why would I think this is a good idea to do this podcast?
I don't know!
While you were getting
I'm
ready
so
to air this thing.
Rap? Come on, let's go. Let's bang it
this
all out.
This isn't your first time on TV. Your Divine's come on already, right?
I did. Yeah, I did a bunch of stuff. It's just like, this is like the first network kind of thing.
Right.
Like a little thing on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but your name's not really announced.
Stand-up, I mean.
Yeah, stand-up, yeah. I'm excited
yeah.
a little.
Yeah.
A little. I'm a four. Now so, I'm a four.
It's not that much fucking stand-up on TV anymore.
A year he hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Kimmel hasn't had a stand-up in a year.
Yeah.
Fuck, what happened to us?
I don't know, man.
He just didn't give a shit. Comedy's supposed to be back. No?
Right? It's booming right now.
Yeah.
You know, because of Twitter, I guess, and Shelby Farrell.
Who's Shelby Farrell?
I don't know, but I heard she's the reason for comedy again.
She's his age.
Oh, who is she? I've heard her name before. I read her name
even
on lineups.
Pete hates comics his age.
Yeah.
Well. I can't stand it.
Pete, put it away.
Okay, I can't help it. My mom used to text me. Pleasure chest.
What'd your mom say?
What did my mom say? So proud of you. Oh, thanks.
So
love you,
publicly
mom.
Proud. So yeah. Publicly proud of you for people to
send
see.
Send her a picture of your dick.
Again?
Again. She's seen my dick hundreds of times.
Don't look at that last picture because there's no reason for you to do that.
Pete needs more shame about his dick.
Let's see. What else can we talk about with hip hop?
We could talk about Kanye West.
Yeah, what's the deal with Kanye West?
Well, he makes music well.
I think he makes great music.
He's a producer, right?
Well, he's also an artist.
Kanye's a big rapper.
Yeah, he's
a bigger rapper than anyone now.
No, he's a good musician. He should stop doing everything else.
Oh, yeah.
He's embarrassing himself.
That video he did with his girlfriend, wife, whatever.
Yeah.
It was like on the motorcycle. It was like, what is this?
Yeah, he's kind of turned into the rap Donald Trump.
Yeah, where like, he's just like, I'll build the casino and I'll fucking run for office. And I'm like, relax, dude. Like, he'll complain, like he tries to make, he's really into clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's more into, you can tell he's more into fashion than like rap now. Like here's where he's not smart.
He's selling the $100 white t-shirts, right?
He's selling $3,000 Nikes.
$3,000 Nikes? Oh, it's such a better price than I usually pay for them.
I almost bought them. I was thinking about getting them.
Dude, you're going to blow all your money.
Yes.
Anything you get, you're going to have a sitcom that goes for 8 episodes, and you are going to live as if it's already picked up for 40 episodes.
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, cool, I'm spending 90 grand a week.
You know what? If it all fails, I'll be 21 and I'll go back to school.
Yeah.
And become a fucking architect.
Like, well, back to high school.
Everything will be fine.
We are on the 20th minute of your Behind the Music.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in my 14th minute right now. I don't really care.
So Kanye, you just want him to stick to rap. That makes sense to
me. Dude, he blows like 10 million.
So image really is important to it.
Super.
Like what?
Yeah, he's
what you
annoying.
Look like,
like
the way you dress.
You could be a shitty rapper if you're nice to people and you're just like fun to watch and like look at.
Yeah.
Like, I'll like give you a pass. Like, I'll be like, all right, man, he's cool, though. But, like, Kanye will, like, yell at people's faces and, like...
Well, yeah, why is such a fucking diva?
He just wants people to think that he's different than everybody else.
He's a humorless narcissist.
Humorless. That's what it is. He's humorless.
No, he's Donald Trump or Gene Simmons. He's one of those guys who's just so in love with himself that he can't see at all anymore. I mean, I'd make fun of it, but, like, it's just awesome that it exists. Like, the Kimmel thing was hilarious.
Yeah.
The way that he like set up
and he sat there like what else should you do? Where I don't understand. He was just like didn't get what he was just like I don't know what we're doing here. Why would you talk shit about me?
He's confusing. He has like that kind of knee-jerk anger of like with the Taylor Swift thing. Like who else thinks that's like something people will be okay with? Like what I have to You know that type of person, that
it's
kind
like,
of
dude,
narcissist.
You think you're that important? It's hecklers. It's hecklers at a comedy club.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'll tell you something about what you're saying right now. I'll speak for the audience.
Yeah, he's that type.
Yeah. You're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Say that shit in an editorial the next day.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
They're such assholes.
Dude. And the fact.
Yeah, he feels like he's the king and everyone will want. Hey, put it away.
I'm sorry.
The Taylor Swift thing was especially funny simply because she won the award later, the bigger one. That's why she didn't win the women's one. Yeah. She won the overall, which made
Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce's video that he was like complaining didn't win, did win. It won the bigger one. And it's just three women dancing. It's three fucking women dancing. How is that the greatest video of all
Every
time?
Every artist I know loves it. They're like, you don't understand. I'm like, it's not even one shot.
It's good dancing.
It's because she's hot. And her pussy makes gold.
Her pussy does make gold. She lays golden eggs.
I bet she does.
Golden fertile
I want
eggs.
A bitch that can lay golden eggs for Easter. What is that from? Is that from Willy Wonka?
No, it's not.
I want a geese that can lay golden eggs for Easter.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Willy Wonka. Yeah.
Yeah, I was fucking paraphrasing, right?
Thank you.
Give me credit. All right. We're all high. Figured out we're going to giggle.
I thought this was like some other movie that
got nothing.
Had all terrible right. Willy Wonka
it was
jokes.
Joke. I understand. So Joe Mandy's bitch face, huh? What is that? I was just trying to change the topic.
Yeah. Rap is hard. Like my favorite rapper for years, I had to stop listening to because his politics got all weird.
Who?
Ari the Rugged Man. he's like this old white guy, he's been around for like 25 years, and then all of a sudden he starts talking shit about like Tea Party conspiracies about like fluoride and
really?
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
He retweeted Bizzle's anti-Macklemore song, which, like, I don't like Macklemore's song, but this guy put out a fucking, the Bible says gays go to hell, and it's like, fuck, wait, dude, fuck you.
They don't?
What was his name? God damn it, I lost it because I got high. I had it in my head.
Right now, dude.
Eminem?
No.
Snow?
No, Snow.
So high.
Yeah.
LP?
Wait, what the who were you just talking about?
I was naming white rappers. Ali the Rugged Man.
Oh, yeah. And Rucka Rucka Ali. Do you know him?
Barely.
No.
I know the name. I have no idea why anymore.
All right. He's a Detroit rapper.
No.
I
don't know.
Where is it going to go in the next 5 years?
Oh.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop, it's not going to be hip-hop anymore.
What's it going to be? It's all going to be dance tracks?
It's going to be like it's going to be called turn up music.
It's going to diverge into just dance music and like juggalo shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juggalos are still just doing like 1989 rap, basically.
Juggalos?
Well, ICP.
You know what they do?
ICP is basically like that whole scene is that people are still listening to like late 80s style rap. It just stayed the same.
I love the old white guy rap. Like, my name is John, and I'm here to say that white guy trying rap for the first time has not changed at all since like the early 80s.
Yeah, we still find old white ladies rapping hilarious.
My name is John B. And
when you were like in like middle school, did they have like every kid running for like fifth grade president had like a rap song that started that way?
No. What? I was in a Jewish school. We ran on the fucking platform.
I wasn't like a half Jewish.
Here are the issues.
Yeah, oh yeah, our school was nothing but rap songs and empty promises.
Pete, what are people saying? Give us the new update.
You're gay.
Yeah.
Thought you were funny. Good stuff. It's mostly comics texting me. It's not even like...
A lot of people put up screenshots.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm done. I'm done looking at it.
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then like, I just want to see if I broke 26K and I did, so I'm good now.
26K what?
Follow.
Oh, on
Twitter.
26,000? I thought you'd have more than that from Girl Code. Guy Code? Guy Code.
No, I'm on Guy Code, which is the lesser version of Girl Code.
Didn't that one start first?
Yes, but we were on MTV too, and, you know, Girl Code is on MTV.
MTV
which it should be, you know, because, like, it's about hot girls that are pretty funny talking about pussy and dicks. Like, who's not going to watch that?
Yeah.
You know, and they're all funny, so it, like, works. Really. It's a good show. You know,
she's dating a Nick now, that girl.
Oh. Hey, Nick?
Carly Aquilino.
No, she's not.
I heard she was dating a New York Nick.
Nope.
She was just saying that to make Chris DeStefano jealous?
No, I think that was just a rumor.
Oh. Yeah. Nah. Metzger told me this theory once about rumors. He goes, if I just started this rumor that, let's say I started a rumor that Kurt Metzger was gay. You said you were done. You haven't even been 3 minutes.
This is Morgan Murphy.
So what?
It's important.
Intestine. How is that important?
No, this actually is.
It's really important.
I know that is. That's important. Yeah. Wait, what's the theory? That Kurt Metzger's gay?
Oh, no. I don't think I got it.
Oh,
what?
Sorry.
A part on her show that she wrote?
I thought I got this part on Big Girl, and I would have got to fucking sleep next to Kat Dennings' huge fat titties.
Those huge globes. Those Jew globes.
She's nice tits.
Beyond hot.
God.
Yeah. Oh.
So now what? You already went to that part. Now you're addicted to the phone.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So here's this theory. If you, let's say, you call Metzger gay or Big J, like Big J's a homosexual, people are going to be like, okay, and it just wouldn't catch on. No one would start spreading it. Yeah. But if you start a theory that Kevin Meaney is gay, you know, like, you know, before he came out of the closet, you're like, Kevin Meaney's gay.
Yeah,
people
totally.
Are like, I thought so, right?
Yeah.
Certain people.
Like how I feel about Barry Sobel.
Yes. Rumors don't have legs unless they're based in some sort of like kind of truth, or they just don't catch on.
No,
so what was the rumor you just told me before? Callie Arcolina, yeah.
I'm good friends with her. She's not.
You know,
she's
not. An example of that.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, it makes me happy too.
Yeah.
Richard Gere never had a gerbil.
Gerbil.
That's proven. It never happened. It was a joke that someone sent as a mass fax once.
It's a mass fax?
Because it was a fake press release from PETA about it is where it came from faxing. It never happened.
From faxing, though. But, like, I heard
how
that I was a little kid.
Was Richard Gere's
No, that was call. Pre-faxing. That was pre-faxing.
No,
maybe it was right around then.
Of course it was faxing. Faxing's the 80s.
I know, but like, I feel like that rumor was before
didn't
that.
Did Stallone start that?
His career.
Here's when it happened. He left Scientology because he became Buddhist. He did some Buddhist movie. Became Buddhist and Scientology. Like,
They destroyed him.
No, right. Well, we got all this shit on you. We got these pictures of a gerbil up your goddamn asshole.
Well, if they had them, we'd see them by now. We have all seen them.
They don't have the pictures, but they have him admitting that he did. He was trying to get clear.
But it all started with a fake press release.
Wow.
That was like...
You think he would have just at some point go, hey guys, by the way, I've never done that. I know what everybody's heard. I haven't done it.
Doesn't that make you look worse?
That makes you look worse.
Everybody's heard it.
I would ignore it.
Rogan calls that the most powerful rumor in history. Because people from coast to coast heard it.
Everyone,
pre-cell phone.
Because the one
pre-internet. Everybody in the world heard it.
The big one before that was Rod Stewart having so much cum in his stomach that he had to get his stomach pumped.
I heard that
but
about
that
Bon Jovi.
One, like, on its face, you could tell is made up by morons.
I believe that.
It's just impossible.
So much cum.
Yeah.
No way. That guy loves guzzling cum so much that he could be like, hey, line up.
Why can't, you know why?
20 cops.
I don't think it really happened, but I just like to believe that things like that
to believe in a world where it could happen.
Just the amount of time it takes to make each guy cum would be enough to digest the cum you'd have. It's a terribly thought out rumor.
I like how you took it to medical terms. I've sucked a lot of dicks and swallowed in my day.
You would burn the calories before it become an issue.
It's just obvious.
You guys want more of this? I packed another bowl.
Yeah, sure.
My allergies are too bad.
Yep. For your allergies?
I would have a pain. My throat's killing me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's my allergies. It's just
were you able to perform okay?
Yeah.
On Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Yes.
How was he? Did he say anything to you?
Super cool guy.
What did he do? What did he say? You want some of this?
Hey,
did you say no or yes?
I'm good, man. He goes, hey, man, good set. Glad to have you back. Glad we got it out of the park.
He knew the deal. He's an executive producer.
Yeah,
he puts a hand in that.
So like,
wasn't this guy just on 3 weeks ago? Yeah, we fucked up his thing. Ugh, let's not do that anymore. Okay,
all right,
cool.
Guys,
all right, let's start him up.
All right, break.
Yeah,
yeah,
something like that.
And give him an extra hat in the Jimmy Kimmel gift bag this time. All right.
What's your gift bag?
Oh, I got a hat, a sweatshirt, and cakes.
Wait, a Jimmy Kimmel Live, a Jimmy Kimmel hat, and a Jimmy Kimmel gift bag.
Yeah,
and cakes from where? Some store?
I brought it here, Ari.
Oh. Jimmy Kimmel Live, established 2003. Alive, it says alive on
if
there.
If I ever play, my mom is trying to FaceTime me. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to her?
Sure, put her on.
You, yeah?
Yeah.
You are just relentless. Oh, you're ruining this. I'm doing a podcast.
You're ruining it. Your lack of technology is ruining it.
You have no fucking Wi-Fi. Goodbye.
I'm his mother. We heard you've been saying
that
to everybody.
I'm doing a podcast right now with my buddy Ari.
Hi, Ari. Oh, I know you are.
Hi, Miss Davidson. Miss Davidson or Ms. Did you go by Ms. Davidson?
Yeah, are you Ms.?
I'm Ms.
Okay, nice. Well, thank you.
This is the grandpa.
Oh, wow.
God, you guys are killing me.
Are you guys proud of Pete for doing television? Comedy on television?
So embarrassing. All right,
they froze again. No, you can't hang up on your grandfather and your mom.
What if he died? What if he died right?
Oh my God!
Can you imagine if he died? Like if I don't call him back,
you'd be like, I blame myself a little because of that. And people are like, yeah, we do too. We do blame you too.
We blame you.
You hung up on your mom and your grandfather at once.
Won't stop
at once.
They won't stop, Ari.
Yeah, that's a
problem. They're overbearing. They ruined my moments. They ruined the Louis C.K. for me.
This is the problem.
Louis C.K. walked away from me.
Because he was like, I can't deal with that lady. Sorry, man. I'd like to keep talking to you, but I can't deal with this. This is part of your life now. It's like a tumor. It's a pussing tumor. And I can't be around you when this pussing tumor is around.
What's funny is she has no idea that she's doing it. She's just thinking she's being funny. And we're like, no, you're like really annoying.
No, actually, you're really annoying.
Yeah, you're like really annoying.
Something about the hormones released to have a baby just make you stop being funny.
The hormones released to have a baby make you lose your sense of humor.
Yeah.
No. You know what? It's not even that. It's not having the baby. It's staying with the baby all day.
Yeah.
That makes you not used to dealing with sophisticated humans.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Because I'm not saying like, obviously there's like funny women who gave birth.
Yeah, I kept being funny, but you're right.
They kept being funny because they kept trying to be funny.
You get socialized to not be funny because you only have to impress some little fucking kid. All you got to do is boo, 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 boo when you get a laugh.
Yeah, people lose their sense of humor.
Of course.
When they raise.
That muscle would drop off.
unless you like work at it. Like I actually remember back then thinking that Louis took a step down when he had kids. I didn't like his material when his kids were first born.
Yeah, he learned. His previous developed special. He developed it a little better. He had to like go through it.
Yeah.
Mom, LOL. Sorry for being so proud. Oh, Jesus. Gosh. At least she knows what nothing. LOL is.
But you know what?
Should I block her?
Here's the
no, point. Don't block your mother.
She texted you that.
Yeah.
Like, she should have been texting every other thing she had to say to you. It didn't have to. That's what, it's she like, FaceTimed good, them. You're texting now.
Hey, where can people find you guys? I've got about 10 minutes left, and I got to run to the store to do a spot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can find me at Pete Davidson on Twitter or Pete Davidson Comedy.
At Pete Davidson. You're under 23,000 right now.
I'm under 30,000. I'm on 26 right now.
26. So this will get you up to 27, you want.
The set?
Yeah.
No, it won't.
It won't?
The Kimmel set?
Yeah.
It'll probably get 200.
They should put the at Pete Davidson right underneath you in the beginning.
I don't know why they don't do that.
They do it at the UFC. It was so smart. People go, oh, okay, and they add you right there. Why not? They do it on the news. Maria Menounos does it.
Yeah, that's why she has like a million followers.
Just like that. TV. Just put it up there. Nerdist, always. His shit's always up there.
Genius.
Yeah, that is. HuffPost Live does that.
Smart.
Put your Twitter right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm at Brickstone News.
At Brickstone News?
Yeah, because that's the name I do the character at, because I'm a fucking idiot at branding.
And, you changed your name and then changed your
thing. I did
your
character that became more popular than me. So now people think it's my name, and I know it's the worst.
And even your real name's not your name.
Every one of them is a horrible decision. And yeah, God Hates Brickstone, or just go to YouTube and put in Westboro, and you'll see a bunch of stuff I did to them.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I was trying to get that guy Fred Phelps on my podcast for like a year and a half. I was trying to get him on.
Yeah, he hasn't done shit since 2007, basically.
Yeah, he doesn't do interviews.
I just did Shirley a lot.
She's like, so much angrier.
Yeah, it's great. She won't even speak to me at all anymore. She just like stands there trying to look straight.
Really?
They hate me. I really went to that well a lot. It was like a drug. It was so much fun getting them pissed off.
To try to prove something from the Bible that they're doing wrong?
Well, just the idea that like when I would go to their protest, they would always enjoy the spectacle. But like if you really like talk to them and make them feel dumb, you see their day being ruined. Huh. That's what the challenge always was for me. Like, can I make them fucking pissed off that they're talking to me?
All right. Pete, what are you saying?
My mom's trying to make me feel bad now.
Why? What's she saying?
Oh, for God's sake. She's posting like old baby photos of me and like, look where he's gone. She's just like the biggest stupid cock block ever.
So stupid. Why are you looking at her?
My mom's literally the girl. When I bring a girl over, she's like, let me show you pictures of Pete naked as a kid.
It's Petey.
Like, she's literally that person. What'd she say now?
It's Pete. Jesus.
It's like the
turn it up. Get out. Cut the fucking cord for a second.
I know. I can't help it. It's these kids these days, man.
You love your mama.
I love my mom. But she's all I got.
Your mom's
mama.
She's going to be your stalker.
You know? After my dad was murdered by Sheetrock, I fucking completely...
What's that Juicy J song about fucking in a dorm? I'm going to fuck raw because I take chances.
Oh, yeah,
what is
that's
that?
Because I take chances.
I'm going to go out with that song. What's that song?
He goes, I want me to put it on, or would you like me to say it?
No, just say it. I'm going to play out with it. I'll put it in.
On the beam, drinking dirty Sprite. About to fuck that bitch raw. About to roll the dice. Another line, he goes, she's sucking dick for homework. Getting that dome work.
He fucks in dorms at 43.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him. Somebody got to do it.
And he just smokes tons of weed.
Tons of weed. Pounds of weed, he says. Pounds of weed, sour weed.
Is he into other drugs?
He does a little bit of Molly and pills. And some coke.
So he's your favorite rapper right now?
Yes.
Wow. I've never heard of them, though.
But you liked what I said.
I did like him.
You haven't.
But I feel weird that I've never heard of him.
It's
before.
Weird because he's been around for 20 years, and you probably
and I had heard of the 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah,
though that
I think he's not your favorite, dude. You know how many rappers I'm like, oh man, who the fuck is that? I'm like, oh, I know that one, and they're like, you know that song, you'll know it when you hear it,
right?
You know what I mean? He's one of those guys.
Oh, right. I like that with 70s white music too.
Yeah.
When I'm like, oh, this is Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Right. I know. Bob Seger is a better one.
Have
for me.
You ever seen
like Journey? You would hear like the same Journey song like 40 times in your life before you knew that's what Journey was.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And like, I don't think I like Journey. Like this song, I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I do like Journey.
Same with The Who. Like The Who like would have like 30 rock songs that you just thought were different people.
Who the fuck are you? It was the only song they'd leave the fuck in on the radio.
They said fuck on the radio?
Yeah. Who? That tell me who are you? Who the fuck are you? They had to do that in the middle of a thing. They would always play it on the radio. They wouldn't bleep it on the radio. Wow. Everything else they had the radio version of.
I wish I grew.
You know what always got through for some reason on K-Rock?
Could have driven a Pontiac. What?
In the Tool song Prison Sex, they would always get through Shit, Blood, and Cum on My Hands. I don't know how, but that never got bleeped.
This was the Who?
No, this is Tool.
Tool.
The band Tool. You know Tool.
I know them.
They were on K-Rock all the time in New York, and they would always, always not bleep Shit, Blood, and Cum on My Hands, and it's pretty like clear.
Wow.
Well,
why does it feel so awesome when you hear on the radio, like, oh, they did it.
They cursed.
Yeah, even though it's not
when
a big deal at all.
I was listening to Nelly once.
Yeah.
He said the N-word like 12 times.
And, you're like,
and
oh,
I was
my.
On the radio, and I was in the car with my mom, and I was so happy that she kept it on.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was just like dropped like 12 times at like 1 in the morning on Hot 97.
What did you think of Nelly and people like that?
I loved it. I love Nelly, country grand. I like 2004 and under Nelly. This fucking new Nelly is...
Is what?
He has a new album.
Who chooses what hip-hop, what rap gets played on, like, what's popular? It's like, here, basically, if it's mainstream music, hits. K-Rock in L.A. chooses. What? Off YouTube hits.
Oh, well, who chooses here? It's Power 105 and Hot 97 in New York.
And are they the ones that choose for the country?
They don't choose for the country, but, like, whatever's played in New York gets played everywhere else.
Everywhere.
So it's pretty much the same with the L.A., you know?
Is it like Clear Channel shit where it's just...
They decide
what's
whatever they want.
Well, it's like all the radio stations across the country look at one radio station. Like, what are you playing? And they just take, like, yeah, sure. Yeah. So K-Rock has a lot of say.
Yeah.
You know, if they put Green Day on, Green Day will get played.
Green Day.
Or whoever. Ugh, he did a fucking duet album with Norah Jones.
Green Day?
Yeah, Billy Joe.
They're doing it right now?
It's out in fucking line. I've seen it in line at, like, Starbucks and shit. Green Day, Norah Jones, and Billy Joe duets.
I did not need to know that. We should end this podcast.
That's God.
That's punk. That's punk.
What are you doing?
I give up.
Yeah. What are you doing?
That hurt my feelings. I have nothing to say. That
Billy Joe has completely
Black
Eyed Peas himself.
He has.
He's hurting my soul. He's a chili pepper.
I'm not talking anymore. This hurts.
I go to the store anyway.
He's like a theme band for punk.
Stop. I like Green Day. Stop.
Oh.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Ever since the time of your life, I have had the time of your
life.
That's
a great song.
That's an awful song, and we got used in every sitcom for like 2 years.
It's unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
It's hard to see a band that you love go horrible. I have two bands that like
go sour. Yeah,
that, like, I'm so ashamed of ever liking 311.
311.
Offspring.
Mine is Creed.
Offspring now,
and
yeah.
Puddle of Mud.
Offspring is much worse than 311. Let me just say that.
Creed and Puddle of Mud.
Creed. You like Creed. My friend Nick used to
Creed.
Like
Creed is rock.
Because when you are with me, I'm free.
But like, dude, Offspring in like 92 was like,
with arms wide open.
Holy shit, did they become a terrible band.
Yeah. I liked the Get a Job. No, gonna get a job. Remember that one?
I have no idea.
That was the worst fucking song.
I loved it. That's when I got into it. I was like, hell yeah.
There was a Beatles riff too.
They just took?
There was a famous Beatles song.
That's what it is.
It's the same melody.
Life goes on.
That song. They were like a Weird Al punk band by the end.
Life goes. Yeah, he was a PhD, that guy.
Pretty Fly for a White Guy is the dumbest fucking song ever. She's got issue. I was a fan when like Jennifer Lost the War. Like that's how far back they
I don't
were
know
good.
That even.
It's a different group of people.
They the new people that I is 311. Yes, if you like 311, like ugh. And also Sublime. If like, are you a fan of Sublime?
I fucking loved Sublime.
Loved with a D at the end.
I only like the first two 311.
If you like
albums.
Them now, it's like get fucking hookah shell necklaces and get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, I haven't listened to them in a long time. But I fucking loved
not that dude, much new stuff coming
in
out.
Like 96, being into Sublime and 311 was a great way to get laid.
Ugh,
it really was. The girls may not have shaved, but they were.
Ugh.
This conversation has just gotten really gross.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Nah, dude, fucking Sublime fans, it's all good.
Fuck Sublime.
Pete, are you going to be anywhere coming up in the next month or so on the road?
I will be here in LA.
You moving to LA now?
Filming some.
When do you start filming?
Next week.
Next week. Oh, wow. So now you're going to be living in LA for 3 months-ish?
Probably.
Doing spots around town?
Yes, I will be at the Improv, the Factory, and hopefully the store soon.
Have you even gone by the store?
Well, I just met the guy who runs it, so now
Tommy?
Okay. He said come by, so I'll be
there. Okay. Yeah, you got to go by
Largo,
on Mondays.
The guy was very nice to me at Largo.
Yeah, but there's never spots there to give out.
All right, well.
Well, yeah, cool.
Well, Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
What day does this come out?
I don't know. Right. I'm just like recording a bunch. I'm going to China. I've got to record a bunch so I can like release them. And like I do them every Monday, so
all right, well,
one of those.
Let's say I'm at the Redwood in the Karma Lounge.
So are you doing, what do you do now? You do stand-up?
Yeah, I do stand-up and YouTube shit and, you know, animation.
Okay. Probably the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's... I'll be somewhere, one of those.
Okay. Okay. And my dates are at arithegreat.com, Edmonton, and Minneapolis. All right, cool. That's it. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. What song should we go out with?
I would assume Juicy J.
Yeah, that one. I'll do that one. You know it's a rap. They swallow my kids, that's why I don't have any. If I could make them from the mouth, I have plenty. Got that $1 million swag, that's why you haters mad. You niggas garbage, now where's the glad bag? I'm live on TV, you haters watching me. She ain't a babysitter, but your bitch watching me. I'ma charge her so bad, she gon' call her five. Make her ass tap out, throw in the towel. Dun, 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 dun. That's the episode, you guys. I am a prisoner in this Airbnb that I'm in Williamsburg. And by the way, Williamsburg is not all nice. There's janky parts. And I'm in it. There's two giant pit bulls that live downstairs and upstairs. I'm in the middle floor. I guess they're friends with the person who usually lives here. I'm scared of dogs, you guys. Big giant dogs like that I've never met. I'm scared of them. And they say they're just overly... You know how dogs get overly friendly when they see new people? And that's cool and all if it's a fucking Jack Russell or if it's a fucking Pomeranian. When it's these fucking pit bulls, their necks and their heads are so goddamn big. So I like open the door, then he watches me and he barks. He's wagging his tail, so I know it means he's friendly. But if I wasn't, if I'm not positive, like if there's 1% chance he attacks me, he'll win. I have this theory that if a squirrel, I don't want to get in a fight with a squirrel, because if a squirrel attacks you, you'll beat him. I mean, you'll eventually grab it and throw it against a tree and smash it, you know. But he'll scratch the fuck out of your face. Well, you know, while he's waiting. And if a bunch of squirrels attacked you, they'd win. But like, but you'll win. But you'll be worse off for it. But against a fucking muscular pit bull, I will not win. He will kill me. He'll just end me if he wants to. So yeah, I'm scared. I used to get attacked, guys. This dog lived two doors down next to the Gorlins. Shayna. And he bit everybody. He bit Michal Gorlin on the butt. He bit her on the butt. I escaped, but I had to jump on top of cars many a time. And I developed a fear of dogs. I love dogs, though. That's the thing. I love them, but I'm scared of the big ones. God, Moon Tower was fun. Guys, comedians, if you're listening, Moon Tower was maybe the most fun I've ever had at a festival. Definitely the most I've ever shit. I waited at Franklin Barbecue. Oh, my God. I remember a deal with my friend Robbie from Montreal that he was there. We were going to go wait in line at like 8:15, you got to go to get Franklin Barbecue. The line is fucking forever. And about 11, nah, maybe 11:30, they've already run out of some of the meats. They just go in. So anyway, this guy, John Michael, from Austin, said, I was like, all going to go on Friday. And then suddenly he just wrote me on Facebook, a fan and a very cool guy. And he goes, hey, man, I wait in line for a living. This is industry that's popped up around this fucking line at Franklin Barbecue. And by the way, I'll just say, I'll save it. So this guy, John Michael, was like, hey, man, I wait in line. People pay me to wait in line for them. I think you get up to like 4 or 5 meals for other people if you're in line. So they limit it so that it's not just like 7 people in line buying 70 people's worth of food each one. Once they run out of meat, they're out of meat. So it's not like they get more from a freezer or something. They have as much meat as they have. They smoke it in a smoker. That brisket. And then they're out. So he was like, I'll wait for you if you want to bring 2 or 3 friends. And I was like, well, I'm not going to push it. I was already going to go with one friend. So is that cool? He got there at 7:15 in the morning. Me and Robbie walked up at 11. We were eating. He was fourth in line. We were eating. We were like food in my mouth by 11:30. Food in my mouth. That includes putting it down, getting some napkins, filling up a Coke. Not a Coke. Whatever the soda was. Food in my mouth by before 11:30. God, thank you, John Michael. He does that for a living. He's from TaskRabbit. So here's this industry that's popped up around it. So they have people to wait in line. You can pay them either $20 or like different people charge different things. I think John Michael charges $9 an hour, which is nothing. But that means 7:15, 8:15, 9:15, 10:15, 11:15. That means 4 hours, $36. He can do that for four people. He can make a decent amount of money. People rent chairs because the line goes so long. People rent chairs to people. That's another industry that's popped up around it. It's like Orlando. This whole city of Orlando started because fucking Walt Disney bought some swamp there and there was nothing there. And then they needed fucking dry cleaners to clean, you know, the Disney people. And they needed 7-Elevens for those dry cleaners to fucking go get Slurpees at. Movie theaters to entertain themselves. Just the whole city started around this. There's an industry around this line. And you say, why would I wait in line 4 hours for barbecue when I could just eat barbecue? It's barbecues everywhere. Barbecue's barbecue. I'm telling you, until you've had this meat, until you've had this brisket. The ribs were good. We went to Lockhart, too. Went to Lockhart the day before. Fucking, what's his, who drove us out there? Norman Wilkerson drove us out, me and Nick Mullen. This guy Nick Mullen is funny, you guys. It's like a young comic, but he's funny. Soder, who else? Metzger, maybe? I forget who was there now. But we went to Lockhart, which is like 40 minutes away, which is a barbecue town. And that was good. The ribs were excellent. The fucking shoulder blade was dry as shit from cruises. But it was real good. And Franklin's ribs they're real good. They're just real good. The sausage, real good. But that brisket. So you get in line. You say, like, I want some brisket. They take like four little pieces, like, I don't know, the size of like your one thumb knuckle. They give like four pieces of that and they put it in front of you on the tray while you're deciding what to get. And you eat it. You put it in your mouth and it just melts. No one understands that. I'm not joking. It just melts in your mouth. Michael Che tried it the next day and I was like, how was it? And he said the same thing. He goes, dude, it melts in your mouth. It's so fucking good. I heard Feta Sau in Williamsburg is good too, and I'm going to go there. But oh, if you're ever in Austin and you get a chance on a weekday, you can't go on a weekend because that's when all the fucking amateurs come out. But on a weekday, I did it once. I waited in line. It was only 2.5 hours because it rained. So they moved the people in the rain like underneath the awning because of niceness. And they come serve beers in line, not for free, but for cans of beers you can buy. Dude, you got to go. Joey Diaz is going. Somebody wait in line for Joey Diaz. He'll be going to Austin in like 2 weeks doing Cap City. Somebody wait in line for Joey Diaz. Or teach him how. Or maybe just make a fucking party and have like 18 people there. Smoke some reefer, wait in line, and get ready for the best fucking brisket. Oh, I can't even get over it. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. Anyway, Christ. Thank you, Pete Davidson, for doing the podcast. Thank you to his buddy, whose name I keep forgetting. Dave something. Dave Cirrus. That's the episode, you guys. Don't forget the Amazon link. Don't forget I'll be in Edmonton this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, followed by that casino outside Santa Fe, followed by Minneapolis, the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, maybe 19th. Anyway, tickets on my website, arishafir.com. Go there, hit tour, get some tickets right now. I always love Edmonton. I always like Minneapolis. Maybe I'll go out with those Jews again. I got a cabin. I took the hotel money they were going to give me, and I just fucking got a cabin by a lake. I'm turning into a hippie. Whoa, look at that girl. Fuck. Dude, in Williamsburg, the Puerto Rican 14-year-olds are hot. And by the way, if you want to know what I think about David Sterling... Ron Sterling, what's his name, from the Clippers, the owner, and his comments. I will be discussing them in length with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow on tomorrow's Punch Drunk Sports. Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time, 3 to 5 East Coast time. Yeah, we'll talk a lot about it. I'll be Skyping in. Hopefully the fucking fat man got the shit down and we can Skype in and I can see them. But I doubt it. I'll at least be able to Skype in whether or not I can see them. So we'll be discussing it in length. Good NBA playoffs so far. So that's it, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you for supporting that This Is Not Happening Storyteller Show. I'm going to plan one in New York. What are we in now? It depends when I'm going back to LA for stuff, but maybe in May, maybe at the end of June. Maybe at the end of June. That'd be a good one. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week.
And Bert Kreischer, I'm doing that CD with him too. So I'll get Rogan when I get Rogan, but I'm doing Bert Kreischer's. I'm going to try to ask Norton next time I see him if he'd be interested. I'm going to ask Todd Barry when I see him. I'm just going to ask some people that I think like really, really talented comedians. All right. Oh, and the Sklar Brothers have a fucking new special on Netflix right now. I saw the opening. It's I'm not going to ruin any of it for you. It's interesting what they've decided to do before they even the stand up start. They've done something really cool. So check out Netflix, the Sklar Brothers podcast, special comedy special. And I'm on their podcast like last week. It was a fun one. I talked to Dick Vitale on the phone. If this seems long as an outro, well, one, it was fun. I forgot that's both about Franklin's was nice. But two, it's because there's something I'm not saying. I'm forgetting to say that I'm not saying. I was going to put the music from Kimmel, the opening from Davidson's episode, but it's already off Hulu and Hulu Plus, so I couldn't do it. They keep it up for like a week. I should have done it. I should have gotten it right away. I didn't think of it. So anyway, in lieu of that, let's hear some more Juicy J, everybody. I'm getting high as fuck, a zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I don't go to college, but the dorm room is my domain. Full of pretty bitches, show me how they use their brain. They sucking dick for homework, getting that dome work. Just to say they got with Juicy J and they did it first. On a beam, drinking dirty Sprite. About to fuck that bitch raw, about to roll a dice. Sex, drugs, rap, music is that college life. Getting smoked out, stoner's night. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. Oh, Bad Business 2, Juicy J, Lex Luger, Travelholics. I'll just sit back, chill, roll the blood to this shit, just zone out.